Patient's name, first name is Denise, DS in Doctor, ES in NCI, S in Sam, E. Last name Fuentes, F as in Freddy, U, E, S in NCT, S in Tom, E, S as in Sam. ID number is A185. Date of birth is March 29, 1961. This is an office visit slash follow-up note and also a letter to David, DS in Doctor, A, DS in Victoria, I, DS in Doctor, initial C. Last name Willis, W-I-L-L-I, S as in Sam, M-D. Carbon copies to Jose. J-O, S is in Sam E, last name Gaudier, G-A-U, yes, Dr. I-E-R-M-D. Next paragraph, in Dr. Willis, I thought you would appreciate an update regarding Ms. Fuentes. For your next paragraph, it's true, appreciate you. Ms. Fuentes returns in follow-up regarding her findings and history of myasthenia gravis. As you know, coma, the patient continues to be on monthly plasmapheresis, as recommended and ordered by Dr. Gaudier, with relative success. Next paragraph, Ms. Fuentes continues to have issues regarding pre-medications prior to plasmapheresis. She does acknowledge benefit from therapy, but also chronic therapy in terms of prolonged steroid use is again provoking issues of muscle weakness and myalgia. She has also developed a bilateral skin rash below both breasts, for which she's been treated with topical therapy, she reports no itching but burning sensation as well as redness, also, she continues to be very frustrated and somewhat depressed in light of her present condition and now chronic side effects of present therapy, otherwise, she offers no other complaints. Next paragraph, the rest of the 14 systems reviews non-contributory. Next paragraph, medications reviewed and as noted in the chart, Next paragraph, physical examination. In general, she appears well, but sad and somewhat depressed, Next vital signs, blood pressure 118 over 60, pulse 78, respiration 16, temperature 96.7, weight 187. Next, H-E-E-N-T, Moon, M as in Mary, O, O, N as in Nancy, Faces, F as in Freddy, A, C, I, E, S, are again noted. Prior, pink conjunctiva and enictary square, prior, next lymph nodes, and only non-palpable, prior, next chest, no damage to percussion, prior, however, coma, below both breasts, there is erythematous, E-R-Y-T-H-E-M-A-T-O-U-S, erythematous rash with associated inflammation, there is no ulceration, Next lungs cleared, auscultation, Next abdomen obese, bowel sensor normal active, It is soft and depressible, And mid upper abdominal hernia is below a surgical scar, below a surgical scar, it is reducible and non-tender, next extremities, stable venous engorgement of the left upper extremity related to A-PS in Victoria fistula is again seen, collateral circulation is noted, a good thrill is felt, Next paragraph, laboratory number one, CBC slash differential is only significant for a white blood cell count of 19.82, an absolute neutrophil count of 18.5, open parenthesis on steroids, A comprehensive metabolic panel is otherwise non-contributory except for a glucose of 189, Next number, IgG is minimally low with about a 699, comma, low IgA is 74, but normal IgM of 47. Period. Sorry, impression number one, myasthenia gravis on monthly plasmapheresis and other immunosuppressive therapy as noted and as recommended by Dr. Gaudier, The patient does continue to benefit from such intervention in light of myasthenia gravis, but now suffers from chronic side effects and complications of present immunosuppressive therapy, Miss Fuentes is to see Dr. Gallier tomorrow, for your next number. Next paragraph, fire recommendations, number one. We will continue to follow Dr. Gallier's recommendation and assist him for further plasmapheresis and also infusion of intravenous gamma globulins. Period, next number. CBC is a differential comprehensive metabolic panel and quantitative immunoglobulins 1 week before return. Period, next number. Ms. Fuentes was advised to seek your evaluation for further dermatology referral in light of the above. Period. Next number. Otherwise, come over and assess Ms. Fuentes in 4 months with the above results. Period. Next paragraph, respectfully, Ricardo J. Quintero, Ashland, SMD.